The PASL Podcast CMO Series.
Welcome to the PASL CMO Series. My name is Ali, and we're here to discuss professional services, business development, and marketing. Despite the importance of data and its availability for legal marketeers, there isn't a clear best practice on how to leverage data to add value to the wider firm. However, someone who is focusing on the value of data and how to get the most value from theirs is Kalisha Crawford, Director of Marketing and Business Development at Ropers Majeski. Welcome, Kalisha.
Thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you, and thank you very much for making the time. So I guess to kick things off, just wanted to open with a question that hopefully will kind of really help to set the scene. But data has the potential to be an overwhelming and complicated challenge for CMOs. When we talked to yourself, Kalisha, you had a different way of tackling the challenges of data. Do you think you could please explain how you were thinking about the marketing data and how it can deliver value to Ropers Majeski?
Sure. So one of the things that we are really working hard to do is onboard right-sized technology for the firm. And I think that's really important, particularly for small and mid-sized law firms where there are more limited resources and leaner teams. Bigger firms may have in-house data analytics gurus and AI teams and building their own software and other things. But those of us in small to mid-sized firms really have to rely on the resources that we have. And so finding technology that's going to be the right size and scope for your firm is key. But before you can do any of this data harvesting, you need to have firm leadership buy-in. And one way I've found that's a very successful way to do that and to help your firm management understand why data is important and what you intend to do with it is to tie it directly to the firm's strategy.
Certainly. Now, that's really good to understand. And that kind of leads us on naturally to our next question, which is how do you identify what data is relevant to input into the firm's strategy? And which data have you found has actually been most valuable to those strategy discussions?
So, you know, it depends on the strategy, but in any firm strategy, everyone wants some kind of growth, whether that's size, industry reach, revenue, geographies. And so some of the things that you might be able to pull from a system that is just running organically and linked to your existing firm systems, including timekeeping, billing, your HRIS and other things, is to identify industry trends. What's happening in industries where you have long been a player and emerging industries that you'd like to expand your reach in? Geographical trends, right? Do you see anything in the data that's telling you, one geography is hotter than another, or that you have a downtick somewhere that you need to examine? We also have found great data for our retention efforts. So, when you have systems that are linked together and showing you the data across the firm, it's a lot easier to identify where you might have some folks whose plates are too full and others who need to be readjusted. And you can see that before their hours are closed if you're watching the data carefully enough. And then one other key area that I think is often overlooked is lateral integration. When you have a new attorney joining the firm, particularly a partner who has relationships and a book of business they are bringing, it's critical that you understand to whom they need to be introduced, who they should be introducing their clients to within your firm, and helping them make natural connections from the moment they start, probably before before even their first day. We should be in our data figuring out where the best use of their time and effort is going to be in the existing firm client matrix. So these are all ways that you can help your firm leadership see other slices of the problem or the challenge, or even just a different lens with which to view your growth strategies.
Yeah, certainly. I know from obviously previously speaking, there's so much that you can pull from this. And you mentioned multiple different areas there. But certainly for yourself, Kalisha, I mean, what do you see as those priority areas for law firms where data can really add the most value?
I mean, I think the obvious thing is business development, right? That's a way that firms are successfully capturing data to help them recognize where they have opportunities with existing clients, where there are untapped areas they should pursue, where they have lawyers whose talent is, underdeveloped, or where they should be out in the market more, and how to help them do that with internal team support. But I think there are a couple of things that are harder to do. Capturing trends early is really hard, especially in a small team. Again, if you don't have somebody kind of watching the data, both on the monitoring the quality and frequency and sort of data cleanliness, but also helping spot helpful trends really early, things that may be less obvious. So you really, you have to be paying attention to it. It's not going to knock on your door. You really are going to have to make it work for you. But, you know, we see a lot of new data helping us strategize how we're going to grow the firm. And is that profitability? Is that staffing a matter? Is that, you know, what professional development needs do we have across the firm that we can help shore up with some trainings for example, you know, if you see that you're starting to see a lot of a new kind of case and you expect your litigation team to have to be responsive to clients on that, that's an early opportunity to get in front of that, train your team, put out some thought leadership so you can create your own opportunities from the data as you're seeing it.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And actually kind of pulling upon those sort of strings around certainly the BD, we know that sort of law firms are not always the paragons of sort of data cleanliness or completeness. So much of the insight into what is happening at law firms sits in those personal relationships and the interactions with the likes of partners and the associates. So how do you make data work for the firm in a landscape like that?
You know, you have to just come to terms with the fact that you're never going to have perfect data. Even the best, sure. You know, even the best processes and best large data teams, you're always going to have challenges with that, particularly because a lot of this requires you to, I call it opening the lawyer's brains. You know, it lives in there. We don't know without them telling us some of the nuance of these cases. So you really have to have, but back to why this needs to tie to your firm strategy and why you need to have full management support behind you for these data, you know, for these data maximization efforts so that you get participation from the lawyers and so that you can help them understand why it's important. And so start with what you can manage. It's better to build up from something than you know, have nothing. And then you can start to build that into the functionality of your firm outside of business development and marketing. Even using an ERM or a CRM, you can make data collection and quality audits and part of your matter intake and file close process. And if you can routinize some of these things, you know, you will ultimately end up with usable data, albeit again, probably never perfect.
Yeah, sure, of course. And I know obviously from those previous discussions that we've had, you know, this is an area that you've really like to focus on. So as that sort of head of marketing, what have you been doing to upskill and educate yourself around data and ultimately how to leverage the most value out of that? But also, what do you think other CMOs, heads of marketing and business development need to know and sort of the best way that they can also learn?
So, you know, CMOs already know the market is ever-changing. It's a lot of innovation happening in the legal marketing space. You know, there's constantly upgrades to the technology, new tech partners to investigate, you know, improved processes and ways to do things. So you kind of always have to be learning. But part of the value of a CMO or a leader in marketing and business development is to act as a funnel for information, the ability to help connect ideas and people and data across the firm and evaluate them against the firm strategy with the firm culture and players in mind. So that's sort of the secret sauce of a CMO. Anybody can look at data and say, oh, I see this client went down 5%. It takes somebody looking at sort of the whole panoply of data and saying, okay, I know the players, I know the culture, I know the client, here's an action plan that's right-sized that we can actually implement. And you know, where we might see some success. And so I think that's where a CMO's focus is best. Now, that said, if you're in a smaller mid-sized firm like I am, you're going to have your hands in the data. There's just, you know, the old roll up your sleeves adage is going to still apply. But if you can take the advantage of seeing all of that data across the firm, I mean, from every system, like my ERM is pulling from everything, I will discover connections and patterns that would have been harder to see. And so, you know, if you get a couple of those, you can really start to put together targeted campaigns or flesh out firm strategy in a way that you might not have been able to without it.
And then that's really interesting. Actually, I'm just going to pick up on the point there that you said about having your hands in the data, Kalisha. I was just interested to know how much time you actually spend sort of getting into the data maybe on a week-to-week basis.
So right now I'm spending more time than I normally would because we are in an implementation phase. And so I'm in cleaning and categorizing and retagging, and my team's trying to get the data that we have existing cleaned up. We're actually in the process of onboarding a new financial management system. And so it's given us a great opportunity to make sure that all of our systems are tied together in a way that makes sense. We're all kind of playing from the same playbook with the same codes and tags and other things, mm-hmm. so that when the data feeds through all the systems in the firm, we're going to get consistent categorization, which is going to give us better, cleaner, more actionable reporting. So that's definitely been a focus. And I expect that I will spend the next 3 to 6 months finishing out the modules that we're onboarding now, which is we have a profitability software and an ERM, and they're going to fit together, and we're going to play around with what some of those reports can look like and where we can take some deeper dives.
Certainly. And you sort of started to touch upon it there, but actually being in that implementation phase, what does the journey look like from here? You know, do you have any particular destination that you're trying to take the firm to, or is it sort of test, measure, and tune?
So, you know, I mean, this is meant to support our overall firm strategy, which involves a lot of growth. And, you know, we have several different pieces that the data will inform as we go. So I'm looking forward to seeing how we can continue to, you know, both put more data in the system, but make sure what we're getting is cleaner, more accurate, directly tied to the efforts that we're making to pursue the firm strategy, which is something we haven't been able to do before. So I think that's going to be really exciting. So I think once we have those modules all talking to one another, we're going to have some really cool dashboarding and board reporting and other things that we can do sort of with a matter of clicks instead of weeks of somebody's manual time. So I think everyone, all of the directors are pretty excited about that.
Yeah, certainly be a nice chance to kind of bring it all together. I guess kind of just before leaving us here, and it's been really useful to have all of those insights. So thank you, Kalicia. But the one thing I wanted to ask you is actually what one piece of advice for professional services marketeers looking to make their own marketing data work for them would you have?
So, you know, I said it before, but I'll reiterate because it's so important that your firm leadership understand the power and importance of data and what you intend to do with it and how it's going to be the framework for a firm strategy for many, many years to come. That said, you kind of just have to start somewhere. Maybe you're not going to have the support to onboard an expensive software, but start on a spreadsheet, use your intranet, whatever you can get your hands on that's going to help you start tracking some of this, because you can always import things into a system later. And certainly as part of my ERM journey, we've been uploading giant spreadsheets of data, and it's better to start somewhere than nowhere. So I would encourage people just to kind of push past the fear of whether they're doing it right or wrong and just start. You'll learn a lot about what's going to work for you as you go.
Certainly, I know that's going to be really beneficial to all the listeners here. So look, Kalicia, thank you very much for your time today. It really has been appreciated from us here at PASL. And as I say, it's going to deliver a huge amount of benefit to those who are listening. And so thank you for your time.
Thanks so much. It's been a real pleasure, Ali. I appreciate it.